I'm Marco Werman with The World. President Trump announced a major change to U.S. foreign policy today.
Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do. It's something that has to be done.
And with that, Trump threw out what had been a cornerstone of American Mideast diplomacy for almost seven decades. In that time, the status of Jerusalem was something the U.S. insisted needed to be negotiated between Israelis and Palestinians, who both claim the city as their rightful capital. Today, Trump switched gears in practical terms, too.
I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
A lot of Israelis welcomed today's announcement from President Trump. That includes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and many of his supporters. The mayor's office in Jerusalem praised Trump, and they lit up the walls of the old city with the American flag tonight. I'm joined in the studio by The World's Matthew Bell. He lived in Jerusalem when he was our Middle East correspondent. We also want to hear from people in Jerusalem. And Matthew, we start with Daniel Seideman, someone you knew when you lived there. Tell us briefly about him.
Daniel is someone I like to hear about some of these issues in Jerusalem because he has spent many years working on this stuff as a lawyer, as an activist. He has a lot of contacts. He cares deeply about the city.
Daniel Seideman, thanks for being with us. I've been asking this question, and it may sound disingenuous, but Israelis across the political spectrum from left to right, they pretty much all agree that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So not to oversimplify this, but what is the big deal if the American president comes out and says Jerusalem is the capital?
Look, as an Israeli, for me, it's the capital of Israel. But for the international community, since 1948, the status of Jerusalem will be determined in the framework of an agreement between ourselves and the Palestinians. Now, if I look outside the window at the moment, I see a city that is divided, binational, contested, unsustainable, and no hollow gesture of recognizing or moving a capital is going to change that. What will change that? A conflict-ending permanent status agreement in which Israeli Jerusalem will indeed be the capital of Israel, and Al-Quds, East Jerusalem, will be the capital of Palestine. That's when the embassies will come to Jerusalem, and not one moment before.
Daniel, Matthew here. What changes if President Trump says something that so many people already sort of live in reality, right? That logistically, Jerusalem, as you mentioned, is functionally the capital of Israel. If Donald Trump says it is, you know, when you wake up tomorrow, what's different?
Number one, President Trump says, all I'm doing is taking a hard look at reality. Well, he's taking a hard selective look at reality. Israel annexed the land of East Jerusalem in 1967, we didn't annex the population. 40% of the people in this town don't have the right to vote. They're not citizens. They're not entitled to become citizens. And if I can be Lincolnian for a moment, a house divided against itself cannot stand, half occupied and half free. Why is President Trump capable of seeing the capital of Israel and incapable of seeing occupied eastern part of the city? There's something even more detrimental, I would say devastating. What does Israel need? Another building in Jerusalem, an embassy? Or do we need a fair broker who will help us soberly, pragmatically, painfully progress towards a conflict-ending agreement between ourselves and the Palestinians? If the United States recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, Trump will be disqualifying himself and the United States from any significant role as a broker in Middle East, Israel-Palestine political processes. I think that that is a devastating blow to Israel and undermines our vital national interests.
That was Daniel Seideman speaking with us from Jerusalem. We've got on the line now Palestinian-Canadian lawyer Diana Boutu, who is a former spokeswoman for the Palestine Liberation Organization. Diana, I gather you listened to the president's speech. The big question for me is, do you think he left the door open to Jerusalem at some point becoming a shared capital for both Israelis and Palestinians?
No, not at all. I think his speech was very clear. He is kowtowing to a very right-wing version of Israel. He wants to make sure that there are no negotiations, and he's actually closed off any avenue for negotiations. But more importantly, he's sending the message to Israel that might is right, that they can seize land in violation of international law. And with time, that seizure will be recognized. This is why there isn't a single embassy that is in Jerusalem. This is why not a single country has recognized Jerusalem as its capital, because a basic premise of international law is that you can't acquire territory by force.
What about the parts in the speech? My ears perked up when he mentioned peace, he mentioned moderation and tolerance. He said a two-state solution is something the United States will support if the parties agree. He talked about protecting the status quo for the holy sites in the old city. At some point, Diana, did you catch yourself agreeing with Trump?
No, not at all. Protecting the status quo and the holy sites has been an Israeli talking point for quite some time. It's very fine and dandy to say that you support a two-state solution and that you want to see a two-state solution. But what Trump and his predecessors have done has made sure that there is never going to be a two-state settlement. And this is because they continue to reward Israel, even though Israel continues to build and expand settlements. So the approach that should have been taken today was to put sanctions on Israel. But instead, what he's doing is he's punishing the weaker party, being the Palestinians, and saying to them that he would like to see a two-state solution, but only if the parties agree. And what that is doing is saying to Israel, you can continue to build and expand settlements. And given that they don't want to see a Palestinian state, we're going to be in this for a very long period of time. And that's what Trump has done, is he's continued to perpetuate conflict and is now sending the message that might is right.
Diana, for you personally, what does Jerusalem mean as a city? And how does that meaning change today with this announcement from Trump?
Yeah, I first moved to Jerusalem some 15 years ago. And at the time, it was a very vibrant, very lovely, warm, welcoming place, at least the eastern part of the city. Over the years, I've seen the city completely transformed into a place where there are no playgrounds because we can't build any playgrounds, there isn't any space, to places where I've seen friends evicted from their homes, and you feel the life being sucked out of Jerusalem. What today's announcement is going to do is take it even a step further. He's now feeding into those elements that don't want to see any Palestinian presence in Jerusalem. And so I fear what tomorrow is going to bring. I fear that he is going to continue to fan the flames of people who don't even want to see Palestinians in their midst. I don't even want to think about what that will mean.
Palestinian-Canadian lawyer Diana Buttu in Jerusalem. Thanks very much for speaking with Matthew and me.
Thank you.